Do you have any thoughts on the colors?
I mean, we could have some truly hideous colors too, just for fun.
We could.
Just run 1,000 different types of shirts, one each. Howdy, it's Thursday, July 30th, 2026, and this is episode 285 of Two for a Win, the Atlantic City and Casino Biz podcast. I'm Kyle Aska, joined, as always, by Craig Stone. What's good, Craig?
I can't believe you said Casino Biz.
I mean, maybe it's a sneak preview for something that's coming.
Maybe it is. Some foreshadowing of what's to come, not to be mentioned in this episode.
That's right, because it's not ready yet.
It's not ready yet. We'll talk about it later.
Yeah.
What's good? I'm going to a Leeds game tonight.
Oh, really?
Sorry, I'm going to a Leeds match tonight.
Mm-hmm.
In New Jersey.
Right.
I'm very excited.
At a pitch, not a field. And, you know,
exactly.
Match, not a game. Yeah, yeah. I gotcha.
So I get to see several Leeds United starters, not all of them, because it's a preseason game, but it's the best I'm going
to
get.
When are we doing the do-for-a-win trip to England to go to a game?
A Leeds game and a Millwall game.
It's been talked to for a while. I mean, I don't think we have to do Millwall. I've been to Millwall. I know that made you very jealous, but...
It did. The Den.
You know why we did that? Because we looked at the Premier League games in London and we're like, oh my God, these are so expensive. And Millwall was like $8 or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything lower than the Premier League is going to be pretty cheap.
Yeah. It was really easy to get to, too.
Millwall, legendary for everyone hating them.
You know, they were vaguely close to promoting this last year. They were vaguely close to the playoff, right?
No, they were in the playoff, I think.
Oh, in the playoff. There you go. Yeah.
They were in the semifinal. They lost to Hull.
Oh, you told me there was some controversy. Where was it, the other game?
It was, yeah, Southampton was spying on people, which is something Leeds United would never do. It's a joke.
Yeah, no.
The reason the rule exists is because Leeds United was spying on teams.
Truly the Bill Belichick of championship.
So anyways, nobody cares about any of that stuff. Let's talk about Atlantic City and the news that's going on.
Yeah.
The biggest news, I think, was earlier this week.
Right before we were supposed to record the first time. Ocean had, I guess, a fire breakout somewhere, right? Yes, in the linen capture room.
Yeah.
So I guess where the housekeeping puts the linens down the chute.
Yeah, that's what I'm guessing.
And so somehow, I guess, that caused some sprinkler or something to break and it just flooded everything. Like, we've seen pictures in the lobby of the flood right next to the front desk.
Yeah, and of the ceiling just missing. They've already patched up the ceiling as of last night. New York posted a picture of the work being done there, and it was crazy how quickly they sorted all that out, because there was a lot of ceiling missing, let me tell you.
Yep.
So it seems like when the, either with the sprinklers going off or when the fire trucks came and, you know, hooked into the water system to fight the fire, it created a water surge, as they said, and... busted some pipes and flooded the lobby, so that's good.
It's good.
Lobby elevators, back of house hallways were all victim to what they called a significant water release. Sounds like peeing.
Sounds like, yeah, someone has peed themselves.
Oh no, I've had a significant water release.
Sorry, Craig, I can't make it to AC. I had a significant water release.
So it doesn't sound good, but they reopened... before 1 p.m. on Tuesday, so the closure lasted, I don't know, maybe 29 hours or something, 30 hours, so not that long. During the whole thing, the hotel stayed open, the restaurants and the pool stayed open, but the casino was closed entirely. One funny thing that happened out of this is Borgata sent an email in the afternoon on Monday saying, hey, we're open, we'll match any offers if your plans fell through. So they were matching specifically Ocean slot play and free play offers, which was quite funny.
That's good.
But yeah, Ocean is back open. While it was closed, our friend Dave asked, do you and Kyle have a bet on a casino other than Ocean, Hard Rock, or Borgata being in the top three at any point in 2026?
I don't know, but I'm positive the answer is no, because nobody would ever take that bet.
Right. Nobody would ever take that
because
bet.
It's so unlikely.
But it raised the question for me, which is, how long would the casino have had to have been closed for Ocean to drop to fourth?
At least a week.
At least a week.
Yeah.
What I will say is, if it was closed for a week, I think the residual damage of people just thinking it's closed would be really bad, and it would take a while to ramp back up. Like, it's not like you just...
If you chop a quarter of their revenue off, no one is even coming close to them still from behind. But yes, I think it's because it would cause people to be like, I don't know if I want to go to Ocean. I heard something happened there. I don't know what, you know, it was, but...
Right, like when the news was that the boardwalk washed away in Atlantic City, and it was like some part of the boardwalk that was going to be demolished anyway.
Right.
It took a long time for people to be like, oh, you can walk on the boardwalk in Atlantic City. Fine.
Truly, you can't go to Atlantic City. It is gone because of Sandy, which I think was what people thought for a while.
I'm guessing yesterday was probably not a very big day at Ocean. I mean, it was a Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Well,
but maybe even this weekend, people are still going to be like, oh, well, Ocean got flooded, so I can't go there.
We will see.
But it's not going to touch it. It's not going to come anywhere close.
No.
Yeah, I agree. I think a week... would be enough that it would do damage enough that it would be very close, but maybe I'm just underestimating how far behind everything else is. They're more than double.
Way more than double.
Fourth place.
Yeah. Actually, not in June. Yeah, not,
they're not,
not
in June.
We'll,
in May, we'll get yes. To. Not in June.
Spoiler. Spoiler.
Fine.
Spoiler.
We'll get to it later. So...
as we know, the marketing department demands that we put that at the end of the show so that people have to listen to all the ads.
Correct. So I'll link to some pictures of things on Facebook groups that you may or may not be a member of. I'll link to the Nicholas Huba and Wayne Perry combined byline article in the Press of Atlantic City, which you can't read if you don't have a membership. I mean, a subscription. Nice to see Nicholas Huba back in the bylines for casino-related stuff, by the way. But out of this, I have a would you rather...
Mm-hmm.
Which is, would you rather, you, Kyle, specifically, stay at Ocean with the lobby level flooded and no casino gaming, or stay at Showboat in its current form?
Ocean.
What if it's not comped?
Okay, like, let's say they're the same price.
It's the same price. They're $100 a night.
I would be sadder in Showboat, I think.
I agree.
Like, at least Ocean, the room is nice, right? Like, I can sit in the room and I'll be happy. Like, I would just be sad the entire time I was in any part of the property of Showboat.
So I'm assuming that Showboat has not upgraded any room since I've stayed there, because I would have heard about it.
Right. It was only a couple of years ago that you stayed there, right? Like,
yeah.
Two or something?
Right. So, I mean, in this scenario, I would just stay in the Ocean room and walk to the Lucky Snake if there's no casino at Ocean, right?
Right. Like, why would anyone choose to stay at Showboat if you've got better options?
If I were bringing my kids to Atlantic City to go to the Lucky Snake Arcade and the water park and the dinosaur park...
I would still rather stay at Ocean with my family.
I would actually stay with them at Ocean, because that, I think, is the best casino to bring your kids. Because you can totally avoid the casino floor.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice rooms. And I think that's the thing to do.
All right. So we're in agreement.
Easiest would you rather ever...
Yeah, the other news that I got an email about, I assume you did as well, yesterday, is that Harrah's is now offering late surrender on all of their 3-2 blackjack, which if you're playing 6-5, you obviously don't care about that to begin with.
That's a good point.
So that's nice. I don't know what the status is now. I know when we started the podcast, Golden Nugget offered surrender in the high limit room, and I think for a while that was the only place you could get surrender in Atlantic City, so...
Yeah, Tropicana sent this same notice out in October 2024. So they started this Caesar's wave of late surrender. Mm-hmm. And if you're not a blackjack player, you don't know what surrender is.
I mean, you don't need to say late. No one offers early surrender, so...
Right, so early surrender would be...
before they check for a blackjack.
The option to surrender is when the dealer's showing an ace or a 10, and they offer you surrender. But they check to see if they have blackjack first. So if they have blackjack, you lose anyway. You don't get the chance to surrender. If you surrender, you get half your bet back. The late surrender option is the only option that anyone offers. Nobody offers it before the dealer checks for blackjack.
Remind me, you know the basic strategy better than me. So it's 16 against 9, 10, ace, 17 against 10?
I don't actually know the surrender rules because...
15 against ace?
Because I only ever played at places that didn't have it. And this is different than insurance, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Never take the insurance.
No, that's... yeah, it's different.
Except, I will say, Wizard of Odds says that the only exception to that is if losing the bet would be a crippling amount of money. In which case, maybe you should take the insurance.
No, that's dumb. And by the way, it's also the same. Never take even money if they offer it for blackjack, because that is literally just taking insurance.
All right. That's the Harrah's news. How do you feel about that? Things are getting better for the players.
It's good. Like Surrender. I mean, famously, I...
Famously?
Famously,
your
yes.
favorite word on the podcast lately.
My favorite Harrah's, which is not in Atlantic City. I Correct. Used to play a ton of Surrender Blackjack there because it was available, I don't know, 10 years ago or whatever. I have no idea anything about the strip anymore, but certainly played some long sessions of Blackjack with Surrender at the Harrah's in Las Vegas.
I really wish $5 Blackjack was still a thing because I would play some Blackjack for $5, but not at 15.
Yeah, 3-2 Blackjack. It's probably 15 at least, probably a quarter on you know, most times that people want to actually play.
Even 10 I would play, but you can't find 10 anywhere.
Not 3-2, no way.
Nope. All right, so.
You can find 6-5, 10.
You think?
In many casinos, yeah.
I'm skeptical. We'll look. Another spoiler.
It's also summer, so yeah, it's harder. But
that's true, it is summer. The news that you're most excited about
That's
is
right.
the aforementioned Showboat is hosting a 3-day music festival. The only reason I even included this in the agenda is not because the Showboat is hosting a 3-day music festival. It's where it is at the Showboat, because it is on the Garden Pier, which was, last we heard, in the process of demolishing buildings on the Garden Pier. So this thing's 2 weeks away, Friday, August 14th to Sunday, August 16th. By the time this episode goes up, it'll be like 3 days from now. The festival is called Rewind 69, the Summer of Love Reborn. I'll let you decide if that's a bunch of innuendo or not.
No, I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either. They're trying to channel
I don't get it.
Some Woodstock. I'll say some prices for the passes with a caveat. The face value, or whatever you want to call it, the sticker price of the one-day passes is $44.52. 3-day passes are $161.90, which makes 0 cents because $161.90 is more than 3 times $44.52. So why would you take the option that gives you no flexibility versus the option where you can pick, you know, even if you want to buy all 3 passes? It's cheaper to buy one day. I don't know. Maybe you get some perks with 3-day pass. I have no idea. But the reason that there's a caveat is there's always a deal. So they were just running 2-for-1 3-day passes, which made them $81, basically. As long as you weren't going solo, you could get 2 passes each for $81. That ended on Sunday. But as soon as that ended, they put up another sale where 1-day passes are $38.12 on sale. And the 3-day pass, there's currently 48-hour madness. The 3-day pass is $75.47, even cheaper than the 2-for-1 deal. So my guess is there will just always be deals.
Do you think that people aren't really buying these tickets? Very surprising.
Yes, I think that people aren't really buying these tickets. Kids under 5 are free.
Oh, that's good.
Kids 6 to 12 are $17.85.
I can't imagine truly anything that my 10-year-old would want to do less than this. But
so if you've got a 12-year-old that's really interested in hearing cover bands of, I'm sorry, not cover bands, authentic tribute performances that channel the legends who defined a generation, that's their quote.
Not cover bands.
Of Grateful Dead, Creedence Clearwater Revival, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Sly and the Family Stone, Jefferson Airplane, Janis Joplin, The Who, Santana, Jimi Hendrix. If you've got an 11-year-old who's interested in those things, or more importantly, if you've got a 4-year-old who's interested in those things, you can get very discounted tickets for those children. I would also like to point out that the website claims that they will have psychedelic visuals, vintage costumes, and a stage straight out of 1969. And since this is the Showboat, I think they literally mean the stage is from 1969 and they found it somewhere.
In the bowling alley?
Oh, that'd be great. Woodstock-inspired food and drinks from Purple Haze Punch to Flower Child vegan wraps. Artisan vendors offering jewelry, clothing, and meditation experiences. This is like the hippiest shit ever. A vibrant community celebrating peace, rebellion, and rock and roll. Get excited.
I was brought here under false pretenses. Before the show, you explicitly promised me that this section was going to be like 20 seconds long. And yeah, here we are.
Because it's so good and I love it, and we're going in 2 weeks. Actually, we can't go because I have to pick up my daughter from sleepaway camp. But I will give a shout out to Angela C. for mentioning this in the Facebook group. And it has been advertised a lot since then, so I have heard about it, so I'll say that. We have some updates about Tillman Fertitta.
And, you know, maybe Carl Icahn, question mark?
Yeah, go for it. Let's hear it.
The latest news, this is according to Buck Wargo and or just Marquez, that Fertitta is still aiming to take it private in spring 2027, according to Fertitta CFO Richard Lime. Lime?
Yeah, Lime, I don't know. Lime. We're talking about Caesars right now, by the way, the Caesars deal.
Caesars management team isn't going anywhere.
That's what he said.
Mm-hmm. And there's still a possibility of an ICANN, Carl Icahn, bid. I think the latest news from the Fertitta CFO is that when it comes to Caesars and that transaction, Caesars is a public company, and so Caesars will make whatever public announcements they need to make.
Yeah, so that was sort of a response to the question about, hey, why hasn't any announcement been made when this July 11th deadline passed about any competing bids? And this is a weird way to say that, because, like, Fertitta's buying...
Maybe.
The company, right?
It certainly doesn't sound set in stone yet, according to...
Right, yeah. It's like, it's not out of bounds for Fertitta to make an announcement saying, yes, this is complete, blah, blah, blah.
It seems like it hasn't happened yet. Yeah.
So we'll see. I mean, the shareholders have to approve anything. There seems to be quite a bit of skepticism that an Icon bid would beat Fertitta's bid, but I don't know. Maybe it's going to be competing bids going in front of the shareholders. Who knows?
I don't want to spoil anything, but, you know, the people seem really excited either way. So
that's true. People,
we'll get to that.
The people seem excited about
the new ownership of Caesars. Either way, yeah. But to be continued.
So, you know, Tilman Fertitta, the U.S. ambassador to Italy, I think makes a very nice segue into our Italian food segment.
There you go.
Nailed it. 2825, which used to be Cafe 2825, by the way. I think they're just 2825 now. Mm-hmm. They've undergone renovations and an expansion, which I didn't know anything about because I am not an Atlantic City podcaster who follows Atlantic City news. And the first I actually saw about it was a mention in the Down the Shore newsletter written by a friend of the podcast, Amy S. Rosenberg, from the Philly Inquirer, saying that it's been newly expanded. Scott Cronick had mentioned the renovations on Facebook with a video, but I couldn't really tell anything about the expansion from the video. It used to only seat 55 guests, so that's why it was so hard to get a reservation. There's no indication of how many seats the expansion added, but it'll be interesting to see if it makes it any easier to get a reservation. People love the 2825. I notably was not super impressed, but everyone who hears me say that is like, what? So maybe I should go back.
We'll have to check it out. You know, still, Chef Vito's 2825, never been either.
Chef Vito's? What are you talking about?
Chef Bolas. Chef Vito's. Cousin Vito's. Chef Ola. Yeah.
There's also a new Italian place in the Orange Loop, which opened on the 4th of July. Nuso Cucina.
It makes perfect sense. Because
Italian.
The birthday of America. America, yeah.
There's not a lot of information about it. It is on New York Avenue right next to Heyday Coffee, a little bit past Heyday Coffee if you're walking out from the boardwalk. They have an Instagram that has a bunch of pictures, but I can't even find a full menu or anything. It looks cool inside. Looks like it has a cool bar.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe something to check out.
Yeah.
And then I think the most important Italian food news, and probably the most authentic Italian food news, is that there's a new takeout pizza place open at Caesars in the West in the former Guy's Barbecue joint, which RIP Guy's Barbecue joint. It is called Empire Slice Co.
I think people kind of thought it was okay. I never went, unfortunately.
We got a positive review about Guy's Barbecue joint, I will say. At Empire Slice Co., though, you can get slices, a full pizza, sandwiches, salads, or hot dogs. And I'm choosing to believe the hot dogs are a throwback to Gold Tooth Gertie's.
Mm-hmm.
They also have canned beer and cocktails, which I'll say, if the menu is to be believed, and there is a little disclaimer at the bottom of the menu saying prices may vary. Canned beers are $5. You can get a Coors Light for $5. You can get a Miller Light for $5.
Notably, you can get that for free if you just go over to the Bally's and play it something, though.
No. Stop it.
I mean, I think we are proof that it's true.
Except that your free can of Coors Light is going to cost you hundreds of dollars.
Just because it did last time doesn't mean it's always going to be the case.
Paying for drinks, I don't do it often enough, but it is a budget hack, I think, at casinos.
It is truly an Atlantic City budget hack. Yeah, 100%.
There are so many times that I'm like, I would like a cocktail. I'm just going to go real quick, sit at a video poker bar, and I pay $50 for a drink, right? You're not better off gambling, or you go sit in a slot machine, and by the time your drink comes out, you've run $40 through the slot machine, and you've bought a $40 Coors Light at a slot machine that you didn't even really care about playing in the first place. But we're not the first people to say that.
Yep.
We'll experience all of this in 3 days.
We're going to Atlantic City.
Will this episode be up before we get there, is the real question.
I assume so, but I truly have no way to influence this.
It would have been a very safe thing if we could have made it happen, the recording happen on Tuesday when we were, or Monday.
Your air conditioning was doing something.
When we originally wanted to, but something happened in my house where I apparently broke my air conditioning, and they had to come fix it. And they were like, gave me a stern talking to about closing vents and stuff. And I was like, I didn't even close them. So I don't know what happened. Some ghost came in and closed all our vents and made the pressure too high in our heat pump.
Got in trouble, just blew it out.
Apparently.
Just like the water surge. It was an air surge.
It was an air surge. Blew the roof off the house. All right. So now that I don't have a roof on my house, I need to go somewhere else to stay. And I'm going to do that by going to Atlantic City.
Going to the Hard Rock.
Going to the Hard Rock. So I think last episode I had Ocean booked. That has changed. And you had already booked Hard Rock. And you were very confused about my decision to change and be in the same hotel. Why would anyone do that, you thought?
I wasn't confused. You just didn't know what the impetus was. And then I found out it's because you got a comp, I think, is really the real reason, even though you never said those words, because it was like $100 when you were checking before. So.
Oh, yeah. No, I got a comp room.
You didn't ever actually say those words to me. So it makes more sense when you put it that way.
Oh, so you were confused that I was going to pay $100. Yeah, I wouldn't have.
I thought you were still paying
until
you sent me your room and it said comp on it. And I was like, okay, yeah, that makes sense.
All right, okay, that makes more sense because I was confused. Yeah. I mean, I know that you don't care about staying in the same hotel. Yeah. But I was like, surely, like, things are equal.
I didn't know that all things were equal.
Even with the comp, I was still sort of debating, like, do I want to stay at Ocean? Like, you're going to play at Ocean anyway. But people don't need to know all of my indecision. I haven't stayed at Hard Rock since 2022. So I am very excited to stay.
I've probably stayed more recently than you then, I think, because I think I stayed.
Did you stay there with your family?
I stayed there with my family. That was certainly before 2022. That was before the pandemic. But I stayed there. It was surely before 4 years ago, though. I remember because they had like 50 people at the check-in and I commented how good it was. And then they just like never brought drinks or like did easy stuff. My feedback after the trip was that they did like the hard stuff well and like they messed up on the easy stuff. Like, I specifically remember not getting drinks, which, by the way, even though I was in, like, the most drunken stupor when I was just there last time we were in Atlantic City, I think that the drink service was also quite bad at Hard Rock, again, at the tables.
Oh, at the tables. Yeah, the machines have the on-machine ordering. So the machine service is usually very good, but I don't play table games, so it doesn't affect me at all.
Anyway, yep, we're staying at Hard Rock.
We are staying at Hard Rock, so I'm excited for that.
It sounds like we're going to try to leave pretty early in the morning, huh? And meet down there at, like, lunchtime? Is that the case? Is that how you understand it?
That is how I understand it, although you mentioned possibly going to a brewery.
Yeah.
So we could go to Somers Point, or Somers Point. We could go to Hidden Sands Brewery. Hidden Sands is more on the way for me, for whatever that's worth. Hidden Sands, I believe, also opens a little earlier.
Yeah, I mean, it's also more on the way for me. I think Somers Point is out of the way for both of us.
The way that you have to come, I would say like it's south of Atlantic City, but you actually are coming from the north, oddly enough. By the time you're cutting back towards Atlantic City because, you know, water and stuff.
Coming from the northwest, going southeast to get there, yeah.
I mean, I would do Hidden Sands if you want to make the stop on the way in.
That sounds great. I think it opens at noon, I think you said. Is that right?
It does open at noon. The earliest I would get to Atlantic City is like 11:30 anyway. So
yeah, I'll do that. I'll try to leave 8:30 or something and hopefully get there at noon.
That's some slow driving. How many stops are you making on the way? What's going on here?
One, usually. Maybe two if I got to go to the Wawa, get some pretzels.
Yeah, that's true.
Which I always do.
Do Hidden Sands on the way in and then go in to Atlantic City, check into the boardwalk, walk around a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I will throw out there, we're staying at Hard Rock.
Yep.
You know the only thing we care about in Atlantic City is happy hours, so I'll just focus on that.
Right.
The Kuro happy hour, which we've done, is on Sunday. It only runs like 3 days a week, but one of those days is Sunday, 5 to 6.
It's not a very long happy hour, but yes.
It's a short happy hour. We'll also be right next to Doherty's, which is, as you know, attached to Hard Rock, 4 to 6.
Mm-hmm.
Council Oak at Hard Rock supposedly has a great happy hour, but that's only Monday to Wednesday, which always kind of blows my mind. That's a seriously restricted happy hour. 5 to 7, though.
I don't know if I'm going to get out that late on Monday, unfortunately.
Dave and I have a running joke about this, that you always leave earlier than you say you're going to leave. I mean, you haven't said when you're going to leave, but we'll see. Now I've ruined it, though, because he wanted to make a bet about it.
Okay.
So those are some happy hour options. I'm not, like, desperate to do the Kuro happy hour again. I would certainly go see other stuff if you'd rather do that. I'm not against doing the Kuro happy hour.
The other option that I've mentioned is that, because I'm going to match to Prime, I should get two passes to the Avila Lounge as well.
Which we didn't mention in the Ocean is Flooded segment.
Has been closed. It still was closed yesterday, last I heard, and was in Topgolf.
Yes, right? Not closed. It's operating out of Topgolf, which might make it even more interesting. Like, I would be more excited to go to the Topgolf Avila Lounge than the regular Avila Lounge. Just because it's weird and I want to do it. And we just talked about how Topgolf is private event only. How else am I going to get in? I don't have 24 friends.
Yeah, no. Got like 2.5.
Not even. So those are a bunch of options. Is there anything on your list of must-do stuff?
No. Check out Avila, I think, would be neat just because we can. But no, I don't really have anything on my list.
You mentioned status matching at Ocean, so you play there a decent amount.
I'm going to gamble a bunch at Ocean. I think my plan is to do a lot of my gaming on Sunday at Ocean and probably at Monday at Hard Rock.
Okay. I think that's a good plan. Good plan. I will probably do the same, although, as you know, I'll go to bed later than you and play at Hard Rock Incident.
Wake up way later than me too. Yep.
Again, though, I have it in my head of I'm going to go to bed at a reasonable time.
Mm-hmm.
Because no good decisions are made at 1 in the morning.
I'm going to try to do my thing where I like cut off my drinking on Sunday at like 6 or 7 p.m.
I'm clearly not going to do that. But
yeah,
in an ideal world, I'll go to bed at a reasonable time and then wake up and be down and experience the early casino floor. Because it is very nice.
That's great.
To have the run of the place. It's very chill. Mm-hmm. Ocean actually is really nice in the morning. Just because it's like a nice place to be. I don't know how nice Hard Rock will feel when you come down and it's just bright as the sun. But
probably nicer than when you walk in from the boardwalk at like 10 p.m. and it's bright as the sun.
Yeah. You're like, ah.
Could you imagine walking out of Irish Pub into the Hard Rock?
Oh, man.
It's like the ultimate difference in light level.
R.I.P. If I'm going to do the hook, Kyle, it might be now or never. Like, what are the odds I'm going to get there again?
I mean, it is certainly now or never. You're not going to go there before Labor Day.
In the next month. Right. So I'm thinking I have to do it. I don't want to, this is going to sound crazy, I don't want to take them up on a comp ticket offer.
That's nuts.
Because I don't want to play at Caesars.
Uh-huh.
But they do half price tickets for locals, quote unquote, and I think Essex County's included in that. Mm-hmm. So I could get a half price ticket. Apparently they have a bunch of new acts. They've been really promoting it on the Facebook with all the dicking around specials. They had one at Birdcage recently, which is pretty goofy. So those have been funny to watch.
It's not is it Birdcage still?
Yeah,
they're like selling it, right? It's still Birdcage.
It's okay. Still Birdcage, but they're trying to like, I don't know, sell the franchising. Yeah. We don't actually know why they're selling it, but I do want to go to the hook. I don't actually even know if I have comp tickets in August. I think the last time I checked, it was only through July, so it may be moot anyway.
Mm. Are you going to go?
Yeah, I'm going to do it. What are you going to do while I'm at the hook then?
Gamble.
The question though is if I'm going to the hook, that puts us at Caesars in the evening, or me at Caesars in the evening.
But you at Caesars, yes.
So I could pop into Nobu and get an old-fashioned real quick and some rolls.
I mean, you probably should.
It would be foolish not to.
I mean, you have to have an old-fashioned.
Or 8.
Mm-hmm.
Only if we have the same waitress, though. Only if I can get the same waitress, which probably she's not at the bar. She's in the lounge. They're not going to seat me solo at the lounge.
I have to say, last time I went and I was at the bar, the bartender was fantastic, too.
Okay. But good to know. So, yeah, I'll at least get something at the Nobu. Assuming, I mean, it's probably an hour gap between Nobu, happy hour, and the hook.
When is the show?
7 p.m., I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 7 p.m. is the only showing. And 6 p.m. the Tenoshi hour ends.
Okay.
So there is an hour gap. I'm actually not going to go to the Nobu Tenoshi hour. I'm going to go to the Morton's happy hour.
It was pretty bad. I mean, you could go and pay full price for an old-fashioned, which, you know, is hardly, it's like $6 more expensive probably or something.
That's a good point. That's entirely true. But if I want to roll, because you got to also get some sort of food because of the food system.
So it'll be $10 more expensive probably all in for your bill.
Oh, that's too much. I can't afford that. I need that money to play penny slots.
Mm-hmm. Got to pay for your hook ticket.
So you're not coming along for this journey. Is that what I'm hearing?
I don't think so.
Okay, that's fine.
Maybe if you could talk me into, if I'm hungry and I want to get a roll or something at Nobu, maybe.
Who knows? Maybe we'll have been walking down the boardwalk, we'll have just been at Beer Garden, and we'll be on our way back.
I thought we were doing happy hours right before this at Hard Rock or something.
Oh, good point. I feel like there's other happy hours we've been talking about that I've been forgetting. Well, Iron Room is one that I want to do, but they don't run it on Sundays, so that's out. So I'm excited to go see everything open. You know, Maya on the boardwalk will be open, all the various Mexican restaurants.
Maya's pretty mid, I think.
It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. It's truly the definition of fine.
It's good for the convenience.
You
get bonus points for being right on the boardwalk.
I mean, it wasn't that convenient when they weren't taking credit cards when I was there.
No, that's true. That's a good point. Not convenient.
Although she did say she would take my credit card and walk over to the chicken guy and run it there and then come back. And I was like, that's all right. You don't need to do that.
And go into the Time for Wine and charge some stuff on it too.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the trip plan, I think.
Yeah.
Everyone should come out and meet us at the Hidden Sands Brewery at 12 p.m. Yeah.
Should be good.
What time do you think you're getting out on Monday?
I don't know. I don't think I have a specific plan. Like, there's no reason that I need to be home at any given time, except my kids are going to be home all day.
Are you going to let the gambling gods decide?
Yeah, I mean, certainly, I will certainly have at least lunch with you, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was thinking I would stay until dinner, but...
Uh-huh. I don't think I'll stay that late, but, like, you're certainly more than welcome to.
Yeah, in that case, I might leave and just, like, grab, you know, Shake Shack or something on the drive home.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's the trip plan.
I don't think I leave before I say I leave. I think that's false.
Eh.
I think I say I'm going to leave before other people want to leave, which...
That's definitely true.
...is fine.
So, June data.
June.
Which came out about an hour after we recorded last episode.
And, you know, I think we can officially spoil it now. Caesar's Properties, truly the hottest things in Atlantic City, right?
People saw the Fertitta news and they were like, I heard that they fixed up all these properties.
Tillman Fertitta, Carl Icahn, like, we got to get in on this.
Yeah, I heard that in the 5 minutes since this announcement came out, everything is fixed and they're just amazing. And they went and they were so impressed and kept going because the only properties that were up in a month that was otherwise down 2/3% year over year were Caesars, Harrah's, Tropicana, and Hard Rock.
By under a percent.
Yeah, Hard Rock up 0.85%. Caesars and Trop were up in the 8 to 8.5% range. Harrah's was up almost 16%.
Woo!
Is this just making up for an awful 2025 for those properties?
Looking at their months, they're not abnormally low compared to the surrounding months, I think.
Yeah.
So,
you mean the 2025?
Yeah, looking at 2025. Well, July. So Trop was like $23 million in July. Yeah, Caesars, 26. Yeah, maybe it was like a little bit below average in 25, but hard to know without actually looking at the data. Certainly like 22-19-19 isn't like super impressive. So.
Yes, I mean, I've talked about Caesars being on a hot streak in terms of beating its 2025, but I think its 25 is just not that great.
Yeah.
As we mentioned, it is the usual 1-2-3. Borgata, 72.2 million, but that was down 6% from last June. Hard Rock, 46.2 million. Ocean, 43.5 million, and down a crippling 0.16%. I don't know how they will ever financially recover, and this is before the flood.
Do I smell bankruptcy?
Some really dire numbers that jumped out at me. Golden Nugget, 10.4 million.
Yeah, Golden Nugget and Bally's, real bad.
Bally's, 10.2 million in June. These are February numbers.
Awful.
And it is June. Golden Nugget was down over 10%. Bally's was down 8%. Resorts was also disappointingly down 9%, but they're doing 13.2 million, which is also not a good number for June. But it's 3 million better than either Golden Nugget or Bally's were doing. So not great for those casinos. Pretty neutral month overall.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not a great month, certainly, but, you know, it's hard to say how much of that is noise and how much is actual underlying facts. I mean, I was saying Q2, it's up like 3%, which is it's all right. It's pretty decent. Everyone's up except for Golden Nugget and Resorts.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty good for Q2. We'll see what we get in July. Like, July and August are obviously the big months, so we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, Caesars and Ocean are the two real winners in Q2, with Caesars being up 12.5% and Ocean being up 9%, which I will say, like, I think in our estimation, it seems like Caesars is moving up a little bit, right?
Yeah.
We like Nobu. I like the Nobu Hotel that I stayed at in February or whatever a lot.
Yeah, I'm definitely not as averse.
The game is not so bad as I feel like it was a year or two ago.
Yeah, Caesars has some things going for it. I mean, it's going to lose a big thing that it has going for it in my estimation, which is Hook.
Mm-hmm.
It lost Super Frico, which sucks, which would have been where I would have killed that hour before the show. I'm assuming Horse Dive Bar is still open, but I'm interested to see what it looks like as the show winds down. Like, it feels like you're going to the closing sale or something. I don't know.
Seeing the Hook in the hospice.
But, you know, you didn't even really see the Super Frico when you went through the bar to the show. So I don't think that's going to be that noticeable. I'll just know that it's there and I'll be disappointed.
Yeah.
That's that.
That's that.
Anything else?
No, looking forward to Atlantic City. So if you guys want to reach out to us or any of our other listeners, do so to our Facebook group, facebook.com/group/doforawin. Find all of our great content and maybe some t-shirts soon at doforawin.com. Reach out to Craig on Twitter, doforawin, or me at Kyle Askin, and send Craig questions to doforawin@gmail.com, and we will answer them on air. How's our inbox?
There's nothing in it.
Resort fees that need updating? Or
resort fees. Somebody emailed to say that they caught up from the start.
Oh, what a great email.
Dieter.
I mean, I don't know why you would do that to yourself, but congratulations. I appreciate it.
I think it took a while. So that is the way to do it. Take your time. Nobody needs to hear like a week straight of Do for a Win podcast.
Could you imagine like eight hours a day of Do for a Win? It would be too much.
No, it would be awful. We love our own podcast, in case you can't tell.
Hey, the best Atlantic City podcast.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
And Casino Biz.
Yeah.
I don't think we can claim we're the best Casino Biz podcast.
All right. Well, I guess I will see you on Sunday, sir.
Sounds good.
As long as I don't have a water surge.
I thought you already had a water surge.
All right. Thank you guys very much for listening, and we'll be back with the trip report. I need to pee so bad. I'll be back.
Okay, we'll pause. All the talk about a water surge made you have to pee?